This winter, protests hit the Idaho Capitol at a level rarely seen in Boise. Gay rights activists blocked entrances and were marched away in handcuffs. They want Idaho's Republican-controlled legislature to pass an anti-discrimination law similar to those in Oregon and Washington. It would make it illegal for employers, landlords, and most businesses to discriminate based on sexual orientation and gender identity. But as correspondent Jessica Robinson reports, lawmakers plan to wrap up the session this Friday without ever printing the bill.
It's a few minutes before closing time at Idaho's Capitol building. The sounds of office doors being shut echo through the rotunda. But there are four people who aren't moving. They stand symbolically with hands over their mouths.
We keep our hand over our mouth as long as we can, until they cuff us.
Nicola Favor is whispering in the cavernous rotunda. She used to be a state senator here and was the first and so far only openly gay lawmaker in Idaho. Now, LaFavor is the driving force behind the Add the Words protest. It's named for the goal to add the words sexual orientation and gender identity to Idaho's anti-discrimination law.
I really do feel like I tried everything. I think we finally realized this was all we had left, just to get them to look at us, to hear us.
LaFavor has lost count of how many times she's been arrested, at least five, she says, and still there's no progress on the bill. So LaFavor is prepared to get arrested again tonight and charged with another misdemeanor.
And the lights are going out now.
About half an hour later, the Idaho State Police show up to tell everyone, including me, that it's time to go.
Okay. No, you need to leave. If you're with the news, you need to leave.
I go while LaFavor and the other protesters choose to stay. A few minutes later outside, state troopers walk the protesters down the steps in handcuffs and put them into patrol cars. This session, police were called to the Idaho Capitol almost weekly to remove protesters blocking doors or staging late-night sit-ins. In the first demonstration, 44 people were arrested. It's a departure from previous tactics. Protesters hope to pressure Republican lawmakers into ending 8 straight years of declining to consider the anti-discrimination bill for gays, lesbians, and trans people.
I can only imagine how frustrated the proponents feel at this point.
That's Republican Scott Bedke, the Speaker of the Idaho House of Representatives.
But at the same time, I don't think that Idahoans are ready to create a separate class of citizen or create another class of citizen.
What's more, the acts of civil disobedience have drawn widespread criticism from Republican lawmakers and Republican Governor Butch Otter. Bedke says the disruption to legislative business and the estimated thousands of dollars it takes to call in Idaho state police officers may have backfired on the proponents.
I think it just polarizes. I think it just makes it easy for people to say, not this year.
7 cities in Idaho have passed local gay rights ordinances, but Idaho is among 29 states that don't have specific language in their state discrimination laws protecting sexual orientation. Still, not everyone in the Add the Words Political Action Committee is on board with the civil disobedience. But co-chair Misty Tolman disputes the notion that it set them back.
In my opinion, what it comes down to is simple math. 0 times anything is 0. And we were at 0. We have never gotten a public hearing. So how can they have hurt a cause that was already at nowhere?
Tolman argues Idaho's lawmakers are lagging behind the rest of the country and their own constituents on this issue. She cites a 2011 poll commissioned by the ACLU that found 81% of Idahoans think it shouldn't be legal to fire someone because they're gay. In February, former Republican Governor Phil Batt wrote an op-ed condemning the, quote, disdain Idaho has for people who are different. He urged the legislature to pass the anti-discrimination law. Gary Moncrief is a professor of political science at Boise State University. He says, if nothing else, the Add the Words protests, along with similar protests in Utah, have succeeded in one important area, getting attention.
If you Google gay rights arrests right now, you will find in the top 10 sites or so on that, the top 10 articles of that, the 4 places that are being mentioned are Zimbabwe, Russia, Idaho, and Utah.
Protests or not, some in the Republican leadership say change will come to Idaho. Senator Kurt McKenzie chairs the Senate State Affairs Committee. McKenzie says Idaho in general has shifted on gay rights along with the rest of the country.
We're not an island. Opinions on this issue have changed over time, and I think Idaho's laws will reflect that. It just may take time for that to happen.
But the protesters say they're tired of waiting. On one brisk morning toward the end of the legislative session, a couple dozen people gathered at Balcony, a gay bar in downtown Boise, just blocks from the Capitol. They prepared for another action that could lead to more arrests.
Somebody touches you, you say, am I under arrest, okay?
Activists say the legislative session won't be the end of it. They're prepared to take the demonstrations to lawmakers' home districts. I'm Jessica Robinson reporting.